Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A disruption at the Kenai City Council meeting caused the Zoom call to be discontinued on Thursday, October 19th. At approximately 6:30 p.m., City Council members were discussing an ordinance that would determine whether there would be an increase in funds for the Parks and Recreation Department to purchase playground equipment for the Kenai Municipal Airport. In the midst of discussion, a group of voices overtook the Zoom call and expressed distrust in the council's debate on whether to appropriate more funds and started to make references towards the Israel-Hamas war.
All this money that we give Israel, and you guys can't spend $100K on landscaping. We give Israel all this money to bomb Palestinians, and you guys can't even make our neighborhoods look nice. What's the deal with that?
Mayor Gabriel called for a debriefing to assess the situation. Some profanities and discriminations towards certain religious groups were shared. Then references to 9/11 were made before the Zoom call was discontinued. After the debriefing, the meeting was called back to order in person and over a YouTube live feed. Members of the council then proceeded with the meeting as usual. The ordinance of increasing estimated revenues and appropriations in the general fund for purchasing playground equipment was then passed with 5 in favor and 2 absent. As this meeting came to a close, the council was apologetic to the listeners of the meeting and the words they witnessed. Vehicle theft and burglary spree come to an end with the Alaska State Troopers arrest. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A man behind a series of vehicle thefts and burglaries around Soldotna and Kenai is finally in custody. He was apprehended by Alaska State Troopers on Wednesday night. John Horsley, 35, of Anchorage, was arrested when Soldotna troopers responded to his residence. Troopers arrived there shortly after 9 p.m. and located Horsley with a known stolen vehicle. As troopers approached, Horsley fled into a wooded area behind the residence. Troopers pursued and were able to apprehend him quickly and without further incident. Investigation on the scene identified evidence which connected Horsley to numerous thefts and burglary incidents which have been reported recently in the Central Peninsula area. Since September, reports of criminal vehicle theft and burglary have been reported to Soldotna Police, Kenai Police, and Alaska State Troopers. One of the stolen trucks recovered at Horsley's residence was implicated in another attempted crime.
It's been determined that the truck stolen in Soldotna was used in a separate attempted burglary of a business,
said Soldotna Police Chief Gene Meek in a phone call to KSRM.
Horsley was also implicated in another stolen vehicle here in the city of Soldotna and the attempt of a fourth vehicle theft. He stole a wallet from yet another vehicle at Cricket Wireless and used stolen credit cards at Safeway and Holiday gas station.
Horsley was arrested for several warrants and for dozens of charges stemming from the large number of recent cases. Currently, the number of charges Horsley is facing are up to 35, but could end up as several dozen as Alaska State Troopers, Soldotna Police, and Kenai Police continue their investigations and compile a collective list of burglary and theft reports now connected to Horsley's criminal escapade. Horsley was remanded at the Wildwood Pretrial Center. Further information available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula College is excited to announce an important property acquisition for the University of Alaska Anchorage. The college has purchased 565 East Pioneer Avenue, the adjacent property to the current Ketchikan Bay campus. This property is the current location of Young's Downtown Inn and Restaurant. This exciting development marks a significant milestone in KPC's commitment to expanding its facilities and enhancing the educational opportunities for its students in the region. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.